Hello.
Who's speaking?
Who you want?
I was wanting to get to speak to Dewey.
I don't know him.
Huh?
I don't know him.
This ain't his number?
Yeah, this is him. Who is this?
Listen, this is Mr. Mercer. You should give me the runaround there for a second. My boy Raymond bought some of y'all's hay for a hayride. We had a little trouble with that. I was wondering if I could speak to you to y'all about that.
Well, you ain't getting no hay off me.
Huh? They said it was from you.
Well, it wasn't, because I ain't fooled them hayride boys.
Well, he bought some hay from an old boy that had got it from you.
I don't know who it was.
Well, I don't know who it was neither, but he said it was y'all's hay.
Well, I can't figure out who it was.
I don't know who it was, but there was fire ants in that dadgum stuff.
There's what?
Fire ants down in there.
Well, you ought to got rid of it then.
By God, I guarantee you, you ought to get rid of it before you bailed it up and tried to sell it.
Well, I didn't try to sell it. You bought it, or whoever bought it.
By God, it's my boy Raymond bought it for a hayride.
Raymond who?
My Raymond Mercer, my boy.
I don't know your boy.
By God, you're getting ready to know me, because I guarantee you somebody's going to get an ass whooping over there.
Well, just come on over if that's what you want to do.
By God, I'll be there. Girls on that hayride was cheerleaders there, Dewey.
I don't care who they was. They didn't get no hay off of me.
By God, they ain't getting no more off of you because you got fire ants in your damn hay.
I ain't got fire ants in my hay.
You got fire ants all over it. They's bit up all to hell. I guarantee you they can't go to district competition because their legs is all bit up.
Well, that's pitiful.
By God.
If you want to whip me, damn it, you can come out here.
Well, I'll be down there here in a little bit. How long are you going to be there?
I'll be here all day.
How big an old boy are you?
I ain't very big, but I'm tough.
Well, by God, tough as a fire ant.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you, I'll be down there and put a pop knot on your head.
Okay, come on down.
I guarantee you, I will be down there. And listen, while I'm coming down there, you might just design yourself an apology or something, because you need to contact the judges in that cheerleader competition and tell them how come them little guys has got ant bites all over their legs.
I didn't sell them the hay.
Well, by God, them judges is Brian and Rowdy down there.
I don't even know them.
Brian and Rowdy.
I don't know Brian and Rowdy.
Yeah, you do.
Brian and Rowdy is the judges for that cheerleader competition.
I tell you, you won't work me. You just come on down.
By God.
Pack your lunch.
I guarantee you, I got me a lunch and maybe a little light afternoon snack.
Two or three, because I two things I don't do. That's fight and eat.
Oh, you're killing us, dude.
I didn't, and maybe rather fight than eat on some days, then, dude. That's the reason you're such a small boy. Oh, Dewey, this is Phil and Brent and Roy Mercer from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How in the hell are you?
Fine.
Brian and Rowdy wanted us to call and pull your leg this morning.
I don't know nobody.
Well, Dewey.